Hi, Scott Messina here. Welcome to the Messina Connection, where we cover sports, music, people, and a little bit of politics. Can you handle the conversation? Welcome to the Messina Connection. My name is Scott Messina, and I am here with my good friend, the legend, the one and only, Mr. Rick Singh, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much, Scott. I appreciate that introduction, and thank you so much for having me. I've been looking forward to being with you, being on this wonderful show.
Man, I'm telling you, it's growing. It's growing quick, and I'm all about the conversation. I'm all about getting people here that are willing to have that conversation, because not everybody wants to do that, I'm learning, you know, and for whatever reason. I mean, that's the beautiful thing about being self-employed and not having to worry about it. I work so hard to not be censored and to be able to just have a adult conversation, whether it's politics, sports, as you can see, people, politics, sports, music. We talk about it all. You have a lot going on. We've been friends a long time.
Yes, yes.
And then we just rekindled, I guess, within the last, you know, several months. And I was like, man, you got to come on.
Yeah.
And so tell me, what's going on? I mean,
life is good. Life is good. You know, I was in office. Many of you may know me from being the property appraiser of Orange County from 2012 to 2020. And then a large entity spent $6.8 million to ensure that I wasn't the property appraiser. And I got into private sector and didn't miss a beat. Jumped back into private sector and got involved with real estate, doing what I did before, investments. And that's brought me here. I've just announced that I'm running for clerk of the court of Orange County. This is an open seat. As you know, the current clerk of court is running for the mayor's position. So, that will be a vacated seat.
Well, just to be clear, we're talking about Orange County, Florida, Orlando, Florida, because this is worldwide, man.
Absolutely.
So people think Orange County, everybody immediately thinks California.
You know, when I was property appraised, I traveled the world, you know, and giving lectures on the most unique tax roll in the world. And people would ask me, are you from Orange County, New York? There is an Orange County, New York, and there is an Orange County, California, of course. Yeah.
Well, that's Los Angeles County. Well, Los Angeles County is different, but it's like great.
Exactly.
West Coast Chopper and all those guys are out of there, and a lot of Hollywood stuff takes place out there. But that's awesome. I wish you the best. I know you were throwing around the idea of running for mayor. What changed your mind?
So I looked at that position. I was looking at that position. I thought it'd be an opportune position, but it just wasn't a good fit for me, Scott. I've been a CEO most of my adult life. That's more of a legislative position. It's more of a political position. And I just didn't feel I had the talent, skills, and ability to make the best effectiveness and benefiting our community the most. So I thought the best fit for me was being in a constitutional office. I've been a CEO most of my adult life.
Well, I saw your announcement, your initial announcement. That's when I learned about it. I mean, you and I had some conversations, but I knew then you were going for clerk of court. And It was just eloquent, man. The way it was written, the way you just presented yourself, which is a great tie-in and transition to one of my segments.
Yeah.
So every week or whenever I'm able to record another Messina Connection, let me see. I should have this up already. I always look for. Here you go, and we won't use anybody's names.
Okay.
But I always look at how people act online.
Yes.
I look at my last episode. I just went down a list of every name I've been called.
Okay.
And I'm like, man, I'm from D.C. That doesn't bother me.
I'm from the Bronx.
And the way you say saying. you get it. It's like we're you know we have armor on. You're not going to hurt my sticks and stones don't break my bones
just
for sure.
Just don't call me late for supper.
That's right. That's right. So. You put up a very simple post. It just said, simple poll. Please be honest. As of today, how much do you still trust this team?
Yes.
It's Trump, JD, Rubio, and my man Hegseth.
Yes.
I like that guy. And then you put, poll time, please just vote. Save your comments for or against. I respect your choice.
Yes.
All right. By you saying that, is another reason why you're sitting right here at the table. because you can have the conversation. Like Everybody's going to have their own opinions. They're going to be
Yeah.
good, bad, ugly, whatever. People don't understand. People do understand. They think they know. Whatever the reason is, you just look, give us your poll. It was a simple poll. So then we're going to say this guy basically said, classic move, Rick. See, I can read this because it's public already. So it's nothing that bad. It's nothing that bad. Classic move, Rick. Kick the hornet's nest, then act shocked when the swarm erupts. Every word you drop is a wedge. Every statement is a little grenade rolled into the room. And somehow you still call it leadership. It's division as a hobby, chaos as a brand, and a full throttle, 100% commitment to keeping people at each other's throats. Now, whether you agree with them or not, you were like, "Sir, I won't engage in personal attacks." Then you went and said, "My focus is on serving this community with integrity and respect. We may not always agree, but I'll always stand for constructive dialogue over chaos." By the way, I actually asked for a grade, not a commentary. That's all you asked for. But I appreciate the passion. If you'd like to offer a rating, I'm still open to that. I thought your response, because I am tested with this, not even daily anymore. I'm tested hourly. And I thought your response was excellent. I thought it showed true leadership to stay calm, stay focused, because people, here's my next question. Why are people overly emotional, and who's to blame?
I don't know who's to blame, but I can tell you that people have their opinions. I take it down to the family. In my family, I have a sister who I love dearly. She's probably one of my favorite siblings, if there's such a thing. I talk to her at least once a week, and she is a polar opposite of me politically, right? So that's probably 2% of our life.
So she's more like me.
Yeah, she's more like you. Share your views, and that's fine. I respect
It's
it,
beautiful.
but I love her. I cherish her. She's given me great advice. She's cared for me. I've cared for her, and we have a fantastic relationship. We'll discuss politics respectfully, and there need to be civility in these discussions. Not because you disagree with me or I disagree with you, we're enemies. We're not enemies. You have an opinion, I have an opinion. We could respect each other's opinions and move on. And that's the way I think it should be.
I repeat this quite often on the Messina Connection. For me, contrary to some people's belief, for me, it's not even as much about politics as it is common sense.
Absolutely.
And
Absolutely.
I know you're a common sense guy. I'm a common sense.
One step further, it's about decency.
Yeah.
It's about civility. It's about human, opinions and beliefs and how they behave and how they act. And I think psychology goes into it. But again, people are passionate about their politics. Who's to blame? I don't know. I don't even want to get into that. But we're passionate about it, and again, on both sides. If you ask me that question, and I really think about it, my answer would be both sides are to blame. You've got your polar opposites, and then you've got your people in the middle who are very much like you and I, that maybe disagree on a couple of. Listen, I'm a Democrat, but I am fiscally responsible. I believe in balancing a budget. I believe in helping someone when they need help. I believe in fiscal responsibility. Some people may call me a Republican for having those views, but I also believe in a woman's right to choose. So I have those beliefs, and those are my core beliefs. And I have nothing against someone that has the polar opposite belief. I respect their opinions.
Well stated.
Yeah.
And you know what? That is your right. That is your prerogative, like Bobby Brown said back in the 80s. That my prerogative.
Yeah,
But it's people, this is what upsets me. I don't get upset. I don't know. But what pisses me off is you can't be so emotional on things you have zero control over. Yes, every vote counts. I get
agreed.
that. I get that. And you can make a difference. I feel like I'm making a difference here. You made a great point. You're a Democrat. I'm a registered Republican, but I like to think I'm more in the middle Especially on the podcast, I want to kind of try to bring people together. I think it's, I even have that song. I always give my song a plug called Together, right? And I'm like, hey, maybe it makes a difference. Maybe it lets people think a different way because, I mean, the country doesn't really understand what a serious civil war would mean. They have no concept. And I took a civil war class. I would probably get an A plus in it now, but I got a C in it because I partied too hard probably back in college. But man, looking back, I learned so much about the Civil War.
Absolutely.
And you're like, come on, man. Nobody is prepared nobody's prepared for that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. War in general, I was a soldier.
Thank you for your service.
You're more than welcome. But happy to serve, Scott. But one of the things I'll always remember, you go out on bivouac and you kind of bunk up with a buddy. And I had a young kid from West Virginia. I was probably 22. He just turned 18 and got into the military. And we started talking about life and when our plans when we get out the military and everything. And that conversation came about. And this kid said, "Oh, I'm not getting out the military." And I was shocked, because everybody had a plan when they got out. And I said, "Well, why?" He said, "Man, I grew up hungry, and I came into the military, and they fed me. And they continue to feed me." And this was literal. This child was talking literally. And, I always reflect on him and what he told me and his being. And I'm against war because I always think of that child going off into war, such innocence, and he's going off to fight for something that we may or may not believe in. So that's why when we send our troops to war, we need to really, really exhaust all of other avenues. I think Gandhi said it right. He said, "We must exhaust every means possible before advocating violence."
And
And I think that was right.
I completely agree. And I also just to quickly touch upon the Iran situation currently, I think we did. I think 47, 48 years of hearing death to America and the what they've put us through. I think it was time. But I think you need to get out, get in, get out. And it's not a war. You need Congress to vote for it to be an
Absolutely.
official war. So when people say it's a war, yeah, I think it's more of just an ass whipping. And I don't think, it was a long time. It wasn't like Iraq where weapons of mass destruction and they didn't find any. They found the uranium. They found what they, and they knew. And I'm good with this. Let them know way more. I don't want to know. They know way more than anybody, even the media, can ever touch upon. Maybe some that are on Air Force One get wind of it. But hey, man, I tell you, all right, you've lived a political life. You've been in the military. You've into politics. You're up in November for your new position. Why do you do it to yourself?
I get asked that a lot, and it goes down. My mother passed away about 5 years ago,
God bless her.
and she would have been 94 yesterday. And I think about her and her coming to America and her experiencing the immigrant experience and her receiving help from so many people. And somebody has to reciprocate and help. This is my helping my community. This is my serving my community. I'm in private sector. I live a good life. I earn decent money. I have a little notoriety. I have a little fame, if you will, from public life. I go out, people recognize me. But that's not what it's about. It's about serving a community and giving back. So why I do it to myself, somebody's got to do it, and I feel it's a calling for me to do.
So when you get elected and you win, can I get all your real estate business?
Absolutely.
Yes. How does that work? That's a good question. I Showcase Brokerage LLC, baby. Let's go.
There you go.
So you've done military, you've been in the military, you've served our country, your mom would have been 94 years old yesterday,
Yesterday.
and she was an immigrant.
She was an immigrant.
It was my
Fantastic story, you know. I always like to tell her story. Came
please.
to this country. My father died when I was 10 years old in the old country, Guyana. I was born in Guyana. No running water, no electricity. Drinking water was literally rainwater. And she landed in New York City. And 2 days later, she had three jobs as a maid. She took jobs simultaneously, went to work at 7 o'clock in the morning, got home at 9 o'clock. She worked three jobs as a maid to make ends meet. So a tremendous, tremendous story. I wrote a tribute to her on Facebook for those of you that are interested. She had a very limited education, but was probably one of the most intelligent person. She could debate medicine with a doctor because she was so widely read. So again, I come from good stuff when it comes to my mother.
You can tell, man. You can tell when people were raised right. I see kids and I'm like, that dude, that he just raised right. You could just tell, because you were blessed enough, and many aren't.
It's a
But
blessing.
you were blessed to have that family unity, even though your father had passed so young. You know, she must have been such a strong woman.
Yeah, she was a rock.
And I think not only clerk of court, right? That's what you're going for.
Yes, I'm running for the clerk of court in this next cycle, I believe. The election is in August, by the way.
Oh,
It's
is it?
primary. Yes, it's in August.
And then you were thinking about running for mayor.
Yes, I
But
thought about
see,
it for
I
a
think you
minute.
should have gone for governor. This is
Yeah,
why. Look at him. Look
I
at him. This guy. Look at that.
that
Told you I had some surprises.
There you go. There you
That's a
go.
great picture, man.
Thank you.
That's all US right now, right? USA all the way. And who knows what the future holds, you know? So just share for people who don't know clerk of court. I actually have a degree in criminal justice, but share with everybody exactly what your responsibilities will be. And I mean, it's a beautiful courthouse, brand new, pretty much gorgeous.
So the Constitution of Florida essentially gives counties five offices. Typically, it's your supervisor of election, property appraiser, tax collector, clerk of court, and the fifth one would probably be your comptroller. Those offices essentially are independently elected offices, so they run for election. Primarily, they're governed by the Constitution, not local government. We had a situation in Orange County where they tried to take over, Orange County tried to take over the constitutional positions, and we fought it tooth and nail. Great case, Singh versus Orange County. I sued Orange County on that and won, took it to the Supreme Court. But getting back to the clerk of court is one of those constitutional positions. The clerk of court essentially is responsible for everything that the court does after the judge makes his decision. So all the administrative functions, ensuring that someone that probation is handled properly, ensuring that child payments are made, ensuring that everything is processed properly. In addition to that, the clerk issues passports. In addition to that, the clerk can marry you. They issue a marriage license. So it's a multifaceted position. I'm excited to run for this office, and really excited to bring about change that I see on the horizon.
Not to hold you to it, but what are your chances?
I bring to the table. I can't tell you what my chances are because I don't have a crystal glass. But what I can tell you is, I am the only candidate that's won a countywide race. I've won a countywide race successfully twice. I'm the only candidate that has private and public sector experience and military experience. So again, leadership is having that ability, that very unique ability to influence men and women in such a way as to accomplish a mission. The mission here is, of course, serve in Orange County, and you must have the skills and ability. There's a slogan that says experience matters. That's reality.
I do remember you as the tax collector,
Property appraiser.
property appraiser. Oh,
Common
that's even the
mistake.
one. I know I wrote you checks. I know I saw your name on a bunch of envelopes every year. I was like, I got to meet this guy. I got to
Yes,
meet this guy I'm
exactly.
paying all this money to. No, I'm
You know,
joking.
funny story, nobody's ever written me a check, but everybody thinks they write me a check because your property appraiser in August sends you a proposed
Right.
property tax notice, and then a few months later, your tax collector essentially sends you the bill, and that's the guy you write the check to. But I'm glad for political reasons that you remember my name.
Dude, they use like a 99 font on the envelopes. Remember?
I
Your
remember.
name was everywhere. You're on buildings. I'm like, yeah, that. There you go, local celebrity. I do have a fun question. What do you think? And then I'll tell you my opinion as well. But what do
Okay.
you think about Florida pretty much getting ready to vote on eliminating property tax?
I think for Orange County, we have other resources where we can benefit from it. We can maneuver, we can survive here in Orange County, and I'll touch on that in a minute. What I fear is counties that don't have the resources that we have, they may be in despair. I believe to land in some of the countries in Europe, just landing your aircraft there, you have to pay a landing tax. We can offset property tax by implementing some semblance of that in Orange County. We've got record-breaking tourists that come to this town, charge every tourist $25, $30. You can develop a tax roll. Pay your property taxes from that. So is it good for as a taxpayer in Orange County? You and I pay a tremendous amount of property tax. I would like to see it go away, but that's a selfish reason. When you look at it from a macro standpoint, I worry about the smaller counties that don't have those resources.
I think, man, between the money Orange County makes with the theme parks and what South Beach and Miami and that whole system down there is doing, I would like to think that those smaller counties you're speaking of will be well taken care of. They'll be just fine. I mean, we're still paying school, we're still paying track, we're still paying, not everything's eliminated, and it's also just your primary residence, it's your homestead. So, so many people come down here and they have their homestead, their main house, and then they have five rental houses. No, that's not gonna, they're paying taxes. You're not getting away with that. Only your main home. I love it. And what we need a 60% vote in November. I don't see that not passing. I see anybody who owns or wants to own a home will vote yes. I think DeSantis, his excuse, his when he explained the theory behind it was brilliant. It was something along the lines of, Virginia was doing this. They were charging personal property tax on vehicles. So once you buy the vehicle, you pay the sales tax on the vehicle, but then every year you're assessed and paying again on the vehicle. Why are you, it never goes away.
Right,
And
exactly.
look at the seniors. No state in the country has more senior citizens than Florida.
You think
Am
about
I
it.
wrong? Is
No,
that's just
you're absolutely right. You think
villages.
about taxes, insurance in Florida. You'd have to get a part-time job as a senior just to pay that, and you might not even be able to, based on taxes. Taxes are crazy, and I never found a government that has said, "Oh no, we have enough tax. Let's lower the tax rate." Think about this. Orange County, when I took office in 2012, the tax roll was $120 billion. When I left office in 2020, from ensuring that everybody paid their fair share, ensuring that there was no violation of homestead exemption or fraud that was going on, I put $1 billion back on the tax roll just from implementing homestead
Wow.
exemption fraud. Then took the tax roll from $120 billion to $220 billion. That was $100 billion, difference. 25 schools were built, public schools were built during that course of time. I think it's the only time in history that Orange County has built 25 schools in 8 years. And that's from, your property appraiser doing what he's supposed to do and ensuring that everybody pay their fair share. Theme parks, hotels, and many of those folks were extremely, extremely upset at me and spent a lot of money to ensure that I didn't remain property
Yeah,
appraiser.
you know what that means?
Yeah,
You
you're
were
doing
doing
your
something
job,
right.
doing your job. Absolutely.
Now, I wish part of that money of building maybe build one less school and put more money towards paying these teachers more, because I don't think these teachers in Florida make anywhere near what they should.
We are the lowest in Florida for our teachers.
Are we
Yeah,
like
we're
number
number
one?
50 out of statewide, countrywide. Yes, exactly. The lowest in the country for paying our teachers. Yeah, no, our teachers are, there are some professions in life that we can never thank.
That's right.
In the Sanskrit language, there's a wonderful word that's called urin, means quite simply service that one has rendered to you that you can never pay back. How can you pay a teacher for a special ed child? How could you pay a surgeon that's doing, amazing work and saving
Saving
lives?
a harder,
Yeah, how
right?
can you pay a firefighter for running into a fire and saving lives? Those are professions that are sacred. They're sacrosanct, I think.
Yet you find the money
Yeah, we
to
find
pay somebody who can swing a bat or
Yeah,
dribble a ball
exactly.
or catch a football.
Exactly. It's a
It,
pay.
it's been it's really reversed, and I really want to touch upon the fraud when you were talking about, now that you know the inner scoop of Orange County and Florida and all that. I think not just DeSantis, I think the senators and Florida government has done a really good job in trying to clamp down. I think, and my question is this: where do you think Florida stands, with Minnesota and all that going on, and California and what they're just starting to unravel? Where do you think Florida stands nationwide when it comes to fraud?
I can only speak about homestead exemption fraud. I can't speak about, the other type of frauds that's happening. But with homestead exemption fraud, I think it's rampant around the state. I was one of the first property appraisers to really clamp down on that and ensure that everyone paid their fair share. I have set up and allowed and really taught other counties. Other counties were coming down to Orange County and replicating what I was doing. What I did was brought in ex-law enforcement officers that had investigative skills and were retired or semi-retired. I brought them in as investigators to investigate homestead exemption fraud. They were familiar with the DAFE system, so they knew how to go into the system and really investigate and
See,
find.
not even criminal enough to even think about. Like, I'm trying to think of myself, how in the hell would you even do that? Like, and that's what burns me up, man. What burns me up is the fact that, I don't need a halo. There's no halo on my head, but I've done it the right way.
Yeah.
And I know I'd be a billionaire maybe if I didn't, or I'd be in jail, or I'd be dead, or whatever. And I
Yeah.
talk to some friends of mine about this often. And I'm like, I'm really keen on doing it the right way. You're talking about homestead fraud. I'm like, how in the hell, A, how in the hell would you even do that?
Yeah.
And B, why take the risk of getting caught? And
Exactly.
rolling back to one of your military stories about that kid who went to war, I think some criminals feel that way about prison.
Yeah.
They rather go to jail because they can get three. I had Desmond Meade. I don't, you know
I
Desmond?
know Desmond.
Desmond, man, he came on here. He was one of the first ones at this table, actually.
Wow.
And he and I had a wonderful conversation. And he passed Amendment 4 for felons to be able not to to be able to vote. And but he was telling me, I mean, there's some people who go to jail on purpose
Wow.
because three square meals, a
Yeah.
roof over their head, and they're not living under a bridge.
Absolutely.
Which I feel okay. Another great question, man. This is a I'm enjoying myself. So now you got me talking. Mental problems with certain people. I feel, I'm from DC, like I mentioned, and I remember. Do you remember St. Elizabeth?
No.
Okay, John Hinckley, when he tried to shoot Reagan or shot Reagan,
Okay.
that's where he went. That was the mental institution, the main one in the Washington, D.C.,
Yeah.
DMV, D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. And there were thousands of those across the country. Not St. Elizabeth's, but like, I guess I laugh, but it's almost like Batman, Arkham,
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, the place where they did all the experiments. And it was some bad cookies running some of these, and things, bad things happening in them,
Yeah.
whatever. For whatever reason, I don't remember which administration did it, but they all. And then I look on Skid Row. I look, all of a sudden they are cleaning up LA because FIFA's coming and the Olympics are coming. But why does it take a major event like that to clean that up? My whole point is, what do you think about the homeless situation across the country? And don't you feel that if mental institutions were open, that would be more of a service and a helpful service to these people instead of.
Ironically, you asked me that question. My wife is actually a mental health professional.
Okay.
She owns her own mental health practice, so I get firsthand, I get front row bench seats at watching this unfold. Again, going back to Florida, one of the things I would change is the funding for mental health. We are number 50 when it comes to funding mental
You
health.
got to be kidding me.
Yes, we're number 50 for funding mental health. So more resources need to be put at funding mental health. I had a friend that was a broadcaster. You might even know his name. One of the most popular radio broadcaster there was.
Wolfman Jack.
No. And
That's my
he
guy.
told me, he said, listen, if I didn't take this tablet, which was a mental altering tablet, I'd be walking the streets with no clothes on. That's how bad I was. And by getting proper mental health, I'm able to function and love my family and live a productive life and be a successful radio broadcaster. So that unfolds, multiple times out there in our society. So, and it's sad. It's really sad because we can fix this by applying the right amount of resources to it.
Well, then they just like, not to date the podcast, but this week they started talking about the hallucinogens that they're starting to implement. And they're saying this is, they don't know exactly how it works, but for soldiers with PTSD, it's making a complete reversal for them and helping their lives.
But above and beyond hallucinogens, they are medication and therapy and care. Sometimes people just like to talk, need somebody to talk to, especially the way society is these days. There's a lot of people out there that's stressed. People are losing their jobs. People are, extremely stressed and need somebody to talk to, need a mental health professional to guide them. What saddens me is our young people. I see a lot of children out there that are in need of mental health and don't receive it properly. Our schools can use assistance there instead of incarcerating someone, putting them in the mental health path, is sometimes the remedy and sometimes the fix.
Which is great because this is another reason I really want you to get elected. I'm being real, man. Once you're in the system in Orange County, they make it nearly impossible to get out of it. I'm not talking firsthand experience. I'm talking, I just have a lot of friends that have gone through the system. They got whether it was whatever it was, whatever their reasoning, they make it extremely hard. It's a fail plan. Once you're in it, it's almost like there's no getting out. And depending on how the severity of the crime, whatever. But once again, to circle back to the DMV, I mean, man, I'm from the DC area, and when I first came down here, I had never seen such a level of white collar crime in my life.
Oh, really?
This was 1999, and I know it's gotten a lot better. I know it's gotten a lot better, but you're a broker, I'm a broker, and we know on the real estate, there's a reason we're reading, having to do 72 hours, 90 hours of studying, and there's a reason we have to follow laws of a books of that. Because of so many people, a law doesn't take place until somebody F's up and has to, all of a sudden, now we've got to make a law about it,
Absolutely.
right?
And
So,
I'm an appraiser also, and in the appraisal world, you see a tremendous amount of fraud that takes place. But it comes back to basic integrity. I've had offers as a state certified appraiser, to blur a line or to call a strike a ball or what have you. And that's when your personal integrity comes into play and you make a decision. There's right and there's wrong. And my mama trained me to be right, so I'm going to be right,
what do you do when no one's looking? How do you act? What decisions do you make? When it's just you and God, and what decisions do you make? It's the integrity or lack thereof common sense. Or, I like to think I raised my kids, well, they turned out wonderful. And to me, I was blessed enough to keep the core of my family, to be able to follow my dreaming entertainment and what I'm doing, and also be able to raise that family and have the best of both worlds in that respect.
That's a blessing. That's a blessing
But
indeed.
you see all these people who have all the materialistic, have everything they ever wanted, but they have broken hand, broken hearts, broken family, broken soul.
Absolutely.
And man, I mean, and you're one of the good guys, man. So I can't thank you enough.
Thank you so much. I
Wishing you the
enjoyed this.
best,
I
my
enjoyed
guy right
Thank you.
here.
Thank you so
Any
much.
anything you want to give yourself a shout out, and anything else you want to say?
I'd say if you'd like to learn more about my candidacy for clerk of court, go to my website. It's voteriksingh.com. Very simple, voteriksingh.com. My email is voteriksingh@gmail.com. Reach out anytime. Any questions, any help that I can offer, even as a candidate, give me a call.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Scott
you.
Messina, Rick Singh.
Thank you.